This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. The German inventor, credited with having created the MP3, is back with a new audio invention, 3D sound technology that promises to make every spot within a movie theater a sweet spot. But are consumers and entertainment companies ready to buy it? Here with the story is Day to Day's tech correspondent, Shani Jardin.
In a blackened room on the CBS lot in Los Angeles, a group of Hollywood bigwigs from companies like Disney and Paramount are listening to the whispering voices of ghosts. The soundstage isn't haunted. They're all here for a private demonstration of Eosono, a new high-definition sound technology developed by MP3 pioneer Karlheinz Brandenburg. He describes Eosono as three-dimensional sound and says it could revolutionize the experience at movie theaters, theme parks, and home entertainment systems. Here on the soundstage, more than 300 speakers hang overhead, and at any moment, a bird's chirp or lion's roar may emerge from any corner. Behind the scenes, 11 computers running the Linux operating system are crunching sound data, each of them assigned to a different task of filtering and distributing audio. It's a breathtaking synchronization of sound. Enough to make any techie blush.
They called me and they said, you know, your stage has 304 speakers on it. Would you like to go check it out? And I said, well, sure, I think so.
Stanley Johnston of Hollywood post-production sound firm Todd AO tested the system for 8 days leading up to this demo. Johnston says Eosono could represent the next evolutionary step from currently standard 5.1 surround sound. In that format, an audio signal is distributed to 5 different channels plus a subwoofer to reproduce sound. Johnston says he could imagine filmmakers changing the way they make movies to take advantage of Eosono's potential.
It's a new way to approach how to mix sound for film and how to marry the sound to the film, because you no longer are you talking about just 5 fixed locations for speakers. Now there are enough speakers in the room that the sound can be anywhere.
Eosono's Brandenburg elaborates, the new format not only increases the clarity of sound in relation to the images, but also changes the whole experience itself, in effect breaking the fourth wall between audience and performance.
Eosono uses a lot of loudspeakers to get much better feeling of being there, much better immersion into a sound field. So unlike traditional surround sound, where you have to sit right in the middle to get a good sound, with Eosono, the whole room is immersed with sound.
Imagine playing the Terminator 3 video game in Eosono format with Arnold's voice booming from all directions. Or closing your eyes at the Philharmonic and feeling as if you're standing right next to the conductor. Those are Brandenburg's dreams.
When I sit somewhere with amplified sound, I always pity the possibilities these people have. And I'm waiting to hear that being everywhere where we hear concerts, movies, and so on.
Still, with all of Eosono's potential, Brandenburg may have to be a very patient man. Producers and filmmakers must first buy into working with Eosono's new format and then master the complex technology. Even after that happens, exhibitors may balk at upgrading their venues. Apart from buying the expensive hardware of computers, speakers, and wires, venue owners will be asked to shell out an additional $10,000 to $15,000 for an Eosono software license. But in reality, if Eosono ever does hit it big, performance venues will have little choice but to adapt to the format. In the evolve or die entertainment world, technology is a gamble that nearly everyone takes. As Todd AO's Stanley Johnston explains, showbiz is all about staying ahead.
You know, the evolution of all these different technologies in film, you know, some of them have worked out and a lot of them have been burned. I mean, I think that any exhibitor who's been in the business for, you know, 25 or 30 years has probably got a closet full of old technology that they never really amortized and paid for. But, you know, people are going to the movies and, you know, it's a good business, so it must be working somehow.
Other innovations like stadium seating and supersized screens have helped theater owners keep audiences from heading over to the next Cineplex, or worse yet, to their own tricked-out high-tech home theaters. But whether Eosono will catch on remains to be seen and heard. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.